136. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be enjoyed. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Glory be to the Father and to the Son. Holy Ghost, as it was in
Desire the sincere milk of the word. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. God on high,
and on earth peace to the world for men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may, by the help of thy grace, bring forth the fruits thereof in our life and conversation through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for Quasimodo Geniti is from the 19th chapter of Job. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the 5th chapter of 1 John. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar,
because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Hallelujah. After 8 days, when the doors were shut, came Jesus and stood in the midst of his disciples and said unto them, peace be unto you. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Sermon text is from John chapter 20, verse 19. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, "Peace be with you." This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Liturgically, the main festivals of the church are made up of an octave. That is, you don't just observe it on that one day or even for a couple days, but for 1 week and one day more. 7 plus 1, 8 days, an octave. Today is the octave day of the resurrection. The readings chosen for today are kind of a continuation of last Sunday's Easter readings. Last Sunday we had the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave, front and center. Well, today is the continuation of that, or we might say the effect or result of the doctrine of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what we have. And there are today two effects which are front and center. The first is made clear by St. John in verse 29. Jesus said, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The effect, first of all, is belief, faith. Belief in the fruit of the resurrection. Faith clings to Jesus Christ. Faith trusts that Jesus Christ has taken away the Father's wrath and displeasure, temporal death. He's even taken away eternal damnation. This faith which we have is founded upon the suffering and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. However, Jesus' resurrection is not enough. Jesus' resurrection needs to be applied to those scared disciples who are huddled together on Easter Sunday evening. The message needs to be preached. The message of forgiveness needs to be delivered. Similarly, the cure of a debilitating disease, yes, that needs to be celebrated, of course. But the discovery of that cure does not take away the disease. The person with the disease needs to have the cure applied to them. Someone needs to deliver the new medicine to the sick person. And it is, well, we would say faith that receives the healing medicine of the gospel, the resurrection from the dead. The second effect of this new life in Jesus Christ is in these words. St. John says in verse 31, "And that believing you may have life in his name." Now this new life is not the same thing as faith in Jesus. Faith and faith alone in Jesus, that saves us. Faith is, well, trust in something that's outside of yourself. Faith then clings to the perfect life and the suffering and death of Christ. So, you didn't suffer for your sins, but he did. You didn't die on the cross. Jesus did. You didn't live a perfect life, but Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, did that for you. You are a rotten sinner. But I tell you, pay it no mind, because with the gospel message that is given to you, the gospel message that Jesus died for your sins, you believe it. You trust in something that is outside of yourself, and you are saved because of all those things which Jesus did. They are applied to your life. But to continue on, this second effect is the new life. Let me give you the rest of the story. You see, those who are saved by Jesus' resurrection begin to show forth in their life the fruits of the resurrection. In other words, what was outside of yourself now begins to happen in you. Yes, following faith in Christ is a new life in Christ. We are saved by faith, and by faith alone. But faith is never alone. The resurrection continues, not just for one day or for two. In fact, an octave, it's a good start, but that doesn't even come close. You see, an octave is a symbol of the new beginning which goes without end. Here it is. God created the world in 7 days, but now we live our new lives in the eighth day, a day which never ends. It is a forever day of the eighth day. It is, in fact, the new creation, a new beginning. A new beginning which starts on Sunday, and we continue to live in that day. The Old Testament, Ezekiel 37, it speaks of this new life of faith. We had it as the Old Testament reading on Easter, in which God gives out the fruits of the resurrection through the preaching of the Word. In other places, it describes our sinful condition as being dead in our transgressions and sins. Well, with Ezekiel chapter 37, we're given a vision of the dry bones that are laid out in the open valley. Due to our fall into sin and apart from Christ, we are like those bones. We are without life. Maybe you've seen a CSI episode in which someone has died. They call in the forensic expert in order to check out the scene. From the human remains, they determine the time of death. Sometimes, I guess if the body is in pretty good shape, they conclude it's only hours. Other times, they conclude the number of days has passed. Quite a few based on the state of decomposition. Ezekiel brings in the CSI experts to check out the body. Where are the bones? Well, they're lying here. They're in the open valley. Really? Well, how do they look? Ah, there's only bones left. There is no skin, no sinew, no meat, no flesh at all on these bones. Is there any hope of saving these people? Are you kidding? They've died. When did they die? Well, I put the time of death a long time ago. How long ago? Genesis 3. And yet, through the preaching of the Word of God, these slain come back to life. God gives them their body back as they sinews and the flesh comes back upon them. And then He breathes into them a living soul. In addition, God is giving them the Holy Spirit. And He will place them, as it said in Ezekiel, in their own land. Yes. So today's epistle, it speaks of the fruits of those resurrection in a similar way. 1 John 5 says, "For whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes in Jesus, the Son of God? You see, this new life is the beginning. It's the beginning of a life that bones in the valley, they take on human flesh. And then they live. They live in the valley. They're given a place. The one who is a believer in Jesus Christ now says no to sin. The one who is born again in baptism begins to fight against sin and to please God with good works. You see, Christians are not simply forgiven sinners. We are that. We are that. But we are also sinners who have been given a new life. We fight against sin. Now, if we are asking if we are perfect, the answer is no. But we daily and often, we don't live in our faith, live lives out of our faith in Christ and, And so daily we must confess our sins. But once again, believers confess their sins. Yes, that's the fight that goes on within them. The unbeliever can't do that. We do that because the Holy Spirit is working in us. It's an effect of our faith in the resurrection. 1 John 5, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. That internal witness which we have is faith. Faith is being convinced that the Word is true and that that Word is saving. So on the one hand, we're not rotten sinners who continue in our rotten sinful life, but on the other hand, we're not perfect. We are those who are striving against our sin. So, as we live out of the resurrection and in these Sundays after Easter, should we change our services so that we have an emphasis upon good works and on the new life? And, well, leave behind that forgiveness of sins and faith which came before. We see in today's reading from John 20 that that's not what happens with Jesus and the apostles. He comes to them that Sunday night. He comes to them on the next Sunday night. And he comes to them with the message of peace be with you. He continues to preach the forgiveness of sins, the resurrected life. He continues to show them the marks, which are the proof of his resurrection. In the very same way, pastors are not to tire of preaching the forgiveness of sins in Christ, Sunday after Sunday, to continue to tell you that your sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ and what he has won. But you see, today's introit hits the theme quite well. We are newborn babes who desire the pure milk of the Word. We are to crave the Word of God. Having come to new life in Christ, we wish to receive the new Word. We wish to hear God's Word being preached. We wish to learn about this new life that it might show forth in our lives. So after Jesus preached to them the forgiveness of sins, it said, then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. That is the new life. The octave of living in which the believers rejoice. We rejoice to come and hear the forgiveness of sins that we might go forth leading new lives. Lives of confessing our sins where we have failed. Lives of trying to please the Lord by our words and our deeds. And we go forth. But we continue not to leave the forgiveness of behind, but to rejoice in the forgiveness that we've been given, that it might lead us to live in that effect. Twofold effect. One is that we are forgiven. Two, that we might live as newborn children, that we might live like those who have heard of the resurrection and that it might show forth in our lives of good works. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Page 143, Create in Me, we stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your
peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks for your only begotten Son, Jesus, that he continues to come among us with those comforting and forgiving words, peace be with you. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, we ask that all God's people may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing we may have life in his name. Furthermore, we ask that Christ's life might be shown to our neighbor by our life and conduct. Bless our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, as well as all pastors in Christ, that they might give themselves to the duties of the office of the keys. We ask that you would bless our learning center, our director Keeley, our teachers, staff, and students. Be with Pastor Dulos and All Saints Lutheran Mission in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We ask that all members who are negligent in returning to the services of God's house, that they might be shown their sin and that they would return to receive forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, we ask that the Prince of Peace might continue to use rulers and magistrates to preserve and establish even worldly peace, that the full message of Christ's resurrection, therefore, might be preached in every land to establish spiritual peace. Bless and preserve our President Joe, our Governor J.B., the Mayor of Herron, Steve, all those who govern us in our nation, state, and city, that freedom, justice, righteousness, and peace may prevail. Be with our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, and those who attend to us in times of emergency. Give commitment to duty, and in danger, keep them safe. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Be with our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Tom, as well as Violet. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Levi, Anita, Larry and Deb, and Christina. Bless our students, Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Cameron, and Benjamin and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right unto you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabbath.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
It is marvelous in our Thank you.
The fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.